Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio, and it's time for the activities report. I'm Tom Hess, sports editor at the Daily Sick of Sentinel, and we've got some state champions, some defending state champions, looking for another one in the house. We like having state champions in. It classes up the joint. I'm joined by the Mount Edgecombe volleyball team. Seniors Peyton Wise, Tori Thomas, and Martha Casile joined me this morning. Peyton, what's it like being a defending state champion and going through that season? You guys have done it a couple of times now in the last few years. What does it change your outlook for the season? Does it change how other teams view you? Do you notice that at all?
Getting the first state championship is hard enough as is. And then coming into the season, being defending state champs, you know everyone's looking to beat you and come after you because you do have that, you know, state championship under your belt, and everyone wants to come after you and make sure they take it from you.
Mm-hmm. And Tori, you guys are, your team looks a lot different than it did last year. A lot of players left, a different look. Has that changed the approach to the season at all, knowing that, because when you came in last year, it was a lot of returning players. This year, not the case. It's a much different team. How has that changed kind of the dynamic?
Our chemistry is very different. We need to, like, work together more and just, I don't know, last year we had a better connection because it was the same team. No different, there is no like curveball in there. And this year we definitely have a few youngsters in there, and we need to get up on our chemistry.
Does it feel like you're getting to that point now?
I would think so. I just newly joined the team. I feel comfortable with the girls. I know most of them. So yeah, I think they got a good chemistry underneath them.
I was going to ask, you started the season with Coach Arnold on the cross country team, and now you've switched to volleyball, kind of a little bit different sport. You're young, so maybe you just bounce in and out of everything, but what's the difference like switching from that kind of 5K grind, slow twitch muscle to now you're jumping into volleyball, lots of quick steps, lots of moving around?
I definitely, like, people say, oh yeah, you're in shape. No, it's a totally different, like, conditioning for it. It's a different, like, pace, definitely. Coming into volleyball, I was a little rusty, hitting in the nets a few times, but no, it's a different change of pace.
Martha, how far behind is she? Has she caught up yet?
She's getting up there.
All right. So, Tori, making strides. The last stride you guys made, you went to a Service Diamond tournament in Anchorage. How was the tournament, Martha? It's kind of your last tune-up on the road for the season before you turn your attention to regionals here.
We played with a lot of heart. Like, a lot of our players got hurt, and there was a lot of players that stepped up and played.
Peyton, what's the best and worst part of going to Anchorage? Not necessarily for sports, just it being in the city. You guys travel up there for tournaments, and what are your thoughts going to Anchorage? Are you looking forward to the Red Robin fries? Where are you at on traveling to Anchorage?
I'd say the best part, and my teammates would agree with me, is that most of our family comes to visit and watches our games. Like, all three of us, all of our moms were there watching our games and supporting us. And then we have alumni come as well to watch and support us. I'd say the worst part for myself is that I usually end up getting sick in Anchorage. I don't know what it is. There's just something in the air. I always end up getting sick.
And actually, you brought up something I wanted to touch on, which is boarding school. You guys are from all over the state. And I've noticed when you guys are on the road, you draw just these interesting crowds of people who may have gone to Edgecombe 40 years ago. And it comes out, what's it like when they show up, when you chat with them? Sometimes they're friends and family. Sometimes they're just old alum. What's it like when you see those people at these random road tournaments?
It gives you a really good feeling knowing that even though they don't necessarily know you personally, they're still okay with showing up to your games and supporting the school because, you know, they've been there and they've seen the team year after year. And it's really nice to see that they're willing to do so from here on out.
And let's see how well I remember my Mount Edgecombe program. Tori, you're from Nome, is that right? And Peyton's Toke? Mm-hmm. And then Martha Kaliganik?
Yeah.
What should people know about Kaliganik, Martha? What would you, if you had to give them 10 seconds on, here's how I explain Kaliganik, how would you explain Kaliganik?
That it's a small village by Dillingham, and it's the farthest village up the Nooshigak River.
Oh, wow. And Toke, what's the 10-second pitch on Toke?
Just flat and a couple roads that go to the border and to Fairbanks and Anchorage. That's all I think of it as.
Now, I've actually been to Nome, but Tori, give us the Nome pitch.
A lot of tourism, Iditarod, gold mining, I think that's all I got for that.
You're not going to go with the guy who has a reindeer in the back of his truck.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
going to leave
Velvet Eye.
You're going to leave Velvet Eyes out of
Velvet
the
Eye.
Gnome pitch. Anyways, Mount Edgecombe volleyball team joining me in the house. I've been told I need to remind people what they're listening to. This is the activities report. We've got Peyton Wise, Tori Thomas, and Martha Casile in the room. And it's senior night for you guys. You guys are hosting Sitka for the last time of the regular season. You've played 3 games. You guys have taken 2. They've taken 1 of the matches, and they've all been sweeps. Why is that, Tori?
Let's see. I've been to 2 matches so far, so I don't know about that 3rd one. But I think our girls have a lot of heart, and they put everything out on the court. They're really into the game, and I hope that continues and just that they continue to improve and just do what they can do best.
And but this isn't going to be the last time you see Sitka, because you've got the regional tournament cut right around the corner. Regions is going to look a lot different this year. Petersburg has dropped down to 2A. What does that mean for you guys and for that weekend tournament, Peyton?
It's interesting because we've already played Sitka. This will be our 4th time playing them tonight, and then we might have to play them 3 more times possibly next week. It's kind of like, you know, last year we played them probably 8 times total. Even though Petersburg was in our region, we still ended up playing them over and over. You hope that both teams know each other pretty well and that you'll get a good match out of it at least.
Martha, does it change your approach to the game at all, knowing that you've seen these teams so much and you don't have the Vikings in there kind of in the mix when you get to regions and it's just you guys playing each other? Does that change your thinking at all, or is it just a matter of what you can do on your side of the net?
No, it doesn't. A new game is a different game every time, and every point is a different point every time, and you have to play it by points instead of by game, and you just have to hope for the best.
All right, so we've done a lot of game talk. I want to get back into some of the nonsense. Volleyball, known for its chance after everything. Sometimes the chance, sometimes they pop into my head at random times of day. I hear them so much. Do you guys get sick of the chance ever? The chance after points, the chance after an ace, do they ever bother you?
I think it's pretty cool seeing a player, a ball that you think is completely out, and someone's just running over, sprints, dives for it, and manages to get it up. I think it's pretty cool seeing it.
All right. And then in terms of looking ahead to possibly state, obviously we don't want to look ahead too far, but you guys saw some of these teams that you might be playing in the state tournament at the Service Diamond tournament. What do you make of the field, assuming that you get a chance to be there again?
We do have a challenge ahead of us. We're not going to expect that it's going to be given to us, so we have to like work our hardest every time. I think we have a good chance of being able to get back up there again and reign our title.
And then let's see, best traveler on the team and worst traveler on the team. Who's bringing way too much stuff? Who's not bringing enough stuff?
Jewel brings her huge Calvin Klein suitcase every trip.
Regardless of where you're going.
Yes.
And who's just got it down? Like, who's through the airport the quickest? Who's always on their travel game?
Paige seems to be on top of things. She always has a small suitcase and everything organized. The rest of us aren't as clean as she is.
All right, so we're creeping up on the end of the interview, so we'll do some quick hitting ones. Tori, what's the best food served in the Mount Edgecombe cafeteria?
Oh my goodness, family night dinner on Thursdays and brunch.
All right, Peyton, worst thing about having a roommate?
I like my alone time, but she's usually in the room either reading or listening to music, so, I mean, I get used to it.
Martha, best thing about having a roommate?
You just get really close to each other, and you become like sisters almost.
All right, that was the Mount Edgecombe volleyball team. They play tonight at 7:45 over at Mount Edgecombe High School. Get over there for that. Thank you to Peyton Wise, Tori Thomas, and Martha Casile for joining me in the studio today. Best of luck to them for the rest of their season, and thanks for listening on KCAW.